With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. America facing an increasing threat from the Islamic practice of Sharia law in a growing number of communities around the nation. Texas Congressman Keith Self has founded a Sharia-Free America Caucus on Capitol Hill. He says its membership among lawmakers is surging.
We've been back for 2 weeks, and we now have 25 members representing 17 states. We want people to understand what is happening across America. Texas is in the target, area of Islam. But Senator Tuberville in the Senate from Alabama tells me Northern Alabama has the same thing going on. So this is not isolated to Dearborn, Michigan. This is happening across America.
Well, Congressman Self adds the rise of Sharia law anywhere in America is, in his words, we're quoting now, an assault on our Constitution, our freedoms, and the very Christian foundations of our nation. Well, it's a ceasefire, at least of some sort, in Syria. Donna Warder explains.
Syrians are gathering in the streets after the government announced Sunday a ceasefire, with the Syrian Democratic Forces taking nearly full control of the country and dismantling Kurdish-led forces that controlled the northeast for more than a decade. Tensions between government forces and the SDF boiled over earlier this month, resulting in a major push by government forces toward the east. Syria's defense ministry says it ordered the fighting to stop on the front lines after an agreement was announced. The Syrian Democratic Forces has not confirmed the agreement. Syria's new leaders have struggled to assert their full authority since the toppling of Bashar Assad in December 2024. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians all around the world.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI says an arson suspect admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue this month because it is a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman has been charged with maliciously damaging a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage at Beth Israel congregation in Jackson showed a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour a liquid on the floor. This is SRN News. A leading GOP strategist says the shooting death of a 37-year-old woman by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis should never have happened.
Her wife was outside the side of the vehicle, filming the officer, antagonizing the officer, continuing to yell at the officer. They thought that this would be the big, beautiful clip for them to show that they're really sticking it to the Trump administration.
Aaron McGuire says the ICE agents were clearly being harassed.
That woman had a multi-thousand-pound vehicle going at an ICE officer and hit him. And you know what he had to do? He had to protect himself and his colleagues.
It's not likely the Sunshine State will become the snowy state anytime soon. Before a brief time early Sunday, snow covered parts of the western Florida panhandle. Plenty of frigid air in the panhandle. More details, srnnews.com.